I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I take in stray dogs and steer clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. Prim and proper. A girl who's never been kissed. But I'm tired of being pure. So, how about a little twist? Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil. I wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil. I wanna scratch some backs. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and blacken some eyes. I wanna wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad, but more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and trump an ace, just to see the look on my partner's face. I wanna be nasty, I wanna be cruel, I wanna be daring, I wanna shampoo. And in the theater, I want to change my seat, just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil. I wanna hurt flies. I wanna do things that
I Want to Be Evil, the title cut from a new recording by singer Renee Marie. The album is a tribute to the music of Eartha Kitt. I spoke with Renee recently to learn more about the new recording.
Good
When I think of Eartha Kitt, I'm 41, so I grew up watching reruns of Batman on television.
And me too.
Is that how you were introduced to Eartha?
Yeah,
can you talk about that? What your impressions were of this
movie? Well, I didn't know it was Eartha Kitt. You know, when you're 8, 9, 10 years old, you're not really thinking, who is this woman? I was just kind of speechless with my mouth open and thinking, wow, that's a black woman and she's acting like that around white people?
Ridiculous.
It's Catwoman.
I said ridiculous, nonsense, foolish prattle. How can Batgirl be the best anything when Catwoman is around? No best-dressed list is complete without the addition of the Queen of Criminals, the Princess of Plunder, yours untruly. Right, Manx and Angora?
Right.
I mean, this is from somebody who spent the first 10 years of her life living under Jim Crow law, so it was a big wake-up call to see, oh, you can be playful and sensuous and sexy and, you know, like, the bad girl around white people, that's, oh, what's going to happen? It was kind of like that. And it wasn't until 30 years later or more that I went to see Eartha Kitt live. And when she walked out on the stage, I still didn't know that it was the same woman until I heard her say something to speak. And I connected the dots and thought, oh my God, that's that woman that I saw in Batman.
You wanna take me cruising on an ocean liner to places I long to see? Well, with my champagne taste and your beer bottle pocket, don't forget to write me when you get there in your rowboat, when you paddle across the sea without me.
She was playing live at the Carlyle, Hotel Carlyle in New York. And my manager at the time had been telling me, you got to see Eartha Kitt. And we just happened to be in New York for a gig, and she was playing there, had the night off. So she's a mess. I mean, first of all, she's a very beautiful woman. Just a teeny tiny little thing with these amazing legs. Everybody talks about Tina Turner's legs, honey, but Eartha Kitt's legs were just... Okay, so we're all sitting there with our mouths open, kind of salivating because she's just such a tour de force, this Eartha Kitt. And so there was this waiter, and she was singing this song about something about having to do with champagne. And she says, waiter, bring me a bottle of champagne. And so the waiter comes up, and he's this young guy, you know, and his hands are shaking. He's holding the tray with the glass on it. And so he gets up to her, and she says, now pour. And so he pours it into the glass. His hands are shaking. The audience is dying laughing. We're just loving this whole thing. And then he picks it up and offers it to her, and she says, no, darling, it's for you. And then she says, how old are you? He says something like 23 or something. She says, drink it, darling. Drink it until you feel like you're 65. And so he starts drinking it, and it's coming down, you know, both sides of his mouth. It was the best thing I've ever seen, ever, ever, ever.
You're listening to 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Coming up, we'll hear more from singer Renee Marie about her new recording paying tribute to Eartha Kitt. The album's opener is this number. It's called I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch.
They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and all of the charms of the feminine wiles to excite you. They say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a what the well. Let me tell you, brother, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never to burn at all. I use my songs to entertain. entice you with verses to vice you, and all of my bag of tricks to shoes and rice you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a hell, and what the well? Let me tell you, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never to burn at all. I think you want a gal, a little pal, never look at another. Be good and true and take care of you. Baby, you want a mother. I use my charms to undo you, my arms to unglue you, and all of the hits of the week of sex to voodoo do 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 you. They say that I'm a witch, that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a hell. Well, let me tell you, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never to burn at all. You want to love a turtle dove, bring your life little joys. Shout, gentle eye, I'll take the men, not the boys. I use my eyes to invite you, my lips to delight you, and where you gonna hide if I decide to use my teeth and bite you? Oh, they say that I'm a witch and that I weave a spell. Well, I'll be a son of a woo. Well, let me tell you, I'd rather be burned as a witch than never to burn at all.
I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch, the opening cut on a new album called I Wanna Be Evil, with Love to Eartha Kitt. It's a new tribute to the music of that legendary singer from vocalist Renee Marie. Joining her on the record is Kevin Bales on piano, Elias Bailey on bass, Quentin Baxter on drums, trumpeter Etienne Charles, trombonist Wycliffe Gordon, and Adrian Cunningham on reeds. I spoke to Renee Marie recently. One of the things we talked about was her choice of material on the new recording. I was impressed that you were able to do some of the songs that Eartha Kitt did without, I mean, obviously you can't copy that personality, but you brought your own approach to it. Can you talk about
my
that a little bit?
My own swag.
Yeah.
I brought my own swag. I was worried about the idea of doing this tribute. I didn't want to say a tribute to Eartha Kitt. I wanted to say a tribute to the music of Eartha Kitt, because she's one of a kind. And I didn't want anybody to think that I was trying to sound like Eartha Kitt or act like Eartha. So I listened to a bunch of music, and the hardest part was deciding the songs to take, you know, not to do. It seemed like the type of songs that she chose to sing, or that they chose after they figured out her style, that's when things really took off for her. And so a lot of these songs are geared toward her personality and the way she would sing a song anyway. So the challenge was, you know, not to imitate her, but to try to bring to the song what I liked about the song.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow.
tell me a joke, talk to me nice. You gotta wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejewel me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry.
Kind of brings out the sensual side of Eartha, and it's not in your face direct. So those songs kind of, they jibe kind of with, you know, the way I like to deliver a song too. I think lyrically they're a lot of fun to sing. Some of the other stuff that I've recorded is really serious, you know, but this is the first CD that I've done where every single song I got a big smile on my face. And afterwards, there's not been one serious song. The whole audience is smiling and laughing. They're getting the little lyrical jokes, you know, the double entendres. It's great. It's great fun. So I love it. I'm thinking about doing another one of just happy songs, you know, because it feels so good.
Most of the album does have kind of a playful tone, but the album ends on a very different note with an original song by Renee Marie called Weekend.
He went on a weekend business trip on Friday just before dawn. She touched her bruised and swollen lip, relieved that he was gone. She cooked his favorite meal just the night before, angrily slamming all the pots and the pans like a prisoner of war. It was all she could do not to scream. She poured herself a
song. Oh boy, I have the hardest time talking about this song. I released it on another CD of mine called Experiment in Truth in 2007. It had a very limited release. And I got some emails from people who didn't like the song. Because the song basically, I wrote the song because I had a question about what constitutes abuse and what constitutes force. So I thought I would juxtapose domestic abuse with, I guess you could call this an example of S&M, but it's fantasy. And so I thought I would juxtapose those two because there are a lot of people, myself included, who've been in relationships where you felt as though there was no escape, as though your hands were tied. And you couldn't see what was happening around you to yourself and to your children as though you were blindfolded. So I wanted to just bring up the question, where is the line crossed if someone agrees to being treated a certain way, whether it's an S&M situation or domestic abuse? I don't have an answer for it, but I wanted to, it's just a song that came up for me, and I thought it would be okay to sing about it. And I also thought, given the sensual nature of a lot of the songs on I Want to Be Evil, that this song would fit in rather nicely. So I think it does.
Singer Renee Marie. Her new recording is called I Want to Be Evil with Love to Eartha Kitt. You can find lots more information on Renee, including upcoming performances, at reneemarie.com.